Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today to chat about her 50th game in the Host Plus Sandful W League on Saturday is Glenelg Premiership player Tamsin Morris. Tamsin, thanks for your time and congratulations on the impending milestone.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. It's going to be a warm one, isn't it? Wowee.
Yes, indeed it is, yeah.
Well, obviously the times have been brought forward to avoid the hot part of the day, so a 9 a.m. kickoff tomorrow morning being Saturday, so yeah, it's going to be an early start for you to get up and about.
Yeah, it's nothing different from a day at work, but very thankful that it got moved to the morning because I didn't want to play in the heat in the afternoon.
Yeah, indeed, a sensible decision there. So we'll talk about what you do for work a little bit later, but what does it mean to you to bring up such a significant milestone being the 50 games?
Yeah, so you see, like, some of the other girls I've seen players, even in my own club, like Ellie Kellogg, Maddie Freeman. So it was different to be on the other side of it for sure, but just very, very grateful of the opportunities that I've had and very grateful for the opportunities.
Mm. Did you think you'd get to this point when you first started out?
No, not at all. that's for sure. Just wanted to get a game and just run around the oval.
Yeah. Well, you've certainly done well, and I guess it all began and you got a very solid base to build from playing against the boys all the way back with O'Sullivan's Beach Lonsdale in the Southern Footy League.
Yeah, so it started there. Feels like a lifetime ago since I've been back down there, but yeah, so that was Dad's club. Did Auskick there as well.
Okay.
So started from literally the very start, but
yeah. And you were saying that it was just yourself and one other girl in a team full of boys.
Yeah. So I think she's still playing footy. Can't quite remember. Alex. Yeah.
Okay.
So there was just the two of us, but we didn't mind. We were like mucking around with the boys anyway.
Yeah. And do you feel that gave you a really solid base to build from when you first started out?
Yeah, for sure, definitely. Sort of dealing with the toughness and roughness of the boys, it's definitely helped bringing that over to girls' footy and women's footy, for sure.
Mm. And then you got to make your debut for Glenelg, not in a senior sense, but in a club sense, all the way back in 2015 in the club's under-14 team. What are your memories of that?
Yeah, that seems like a lifetime ago as well. No one really knew where it was going from there.
Mm.
Like, our first game was against Sturt, iconic, because we're playing them this weekend. But played in the 150 of the oval down at Glenelg.
Oh yeah.
So, like Auskick Slides, but just the development of the game from then to now.
Mm.
We were in the old change rooms down at the bay.
Uh-huh.
So that even seems like a lifetime ago. It's now a grass hill.
Yeah. No, great memories there. And is that where, starting all the way back at that time, Tamsin, did you start to build a real affinity for the Glenelg Footy Club?
Yes, definitely, for sure. I actually have family. My great-great-uncle or great-pop or somewhere back in the family, they used to be one of the trainers back in the day.
Uh-huh.
So a family's always been sort of connected in a way to Glenelg, but
yep.
As soon as I ran out in that Guernsey, I just felt connected to the club, felt like another family.
Yeah. And it's terrific that each Sandful club now has that that women's arm and you can all be a part of sort of that one club feel, which I know is something that's very strong down there at Brighton Road.
Yeah, for sure. We've definitely had a few trainings with the boys, with the men's team, which has been very, very much one club. We like to focus a lot on that.
Mm-hmm.
Just brings the stripes to it.
Yeah, yeah. No, the stripes trademark. Yep. 2018 Sandful W League debut. What do you remember of it?
I remember mum still talks about it. How I was a little 15-year-old running out with all these women. I think the first person that she saw isn't actually at South anymore, but Lep was the first person that ran out for South, and she thought, oh my God, what am I doing? But I just wanted to run around.
Yeah.
And I was very fortunate to actually have played with Lex, my coach at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. What does that mean to you, given, I guess, how long ago that was?
Yeah, yeah. That even feels like a lifetime ago, but it's funny how women's footy has gone full circle, how women's players like Lex, even past player Cass Hartley, coaching as well.
Yeah.
You can even look towards Lauren's wife, Lauren.
Yep.
But yeah, I always had a very good and deep connection with Lex, trusted her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And have you guys had a chance to reflect on how you sort of played together at the start, and now you've gone right through to your 50th game this weekend?
Not yet, but I'm sure if it wasn't so hot, we'd probably have a hot chocolate together.
Yeah.
So we had a few of them, but that was when the season was more in the winter.
Sure, sure. Oh, that's cool. And then not long after that, you got to represent South Australia at the AFLW National Champs for a couple of years in 2019 and also 2021. That would have been a thrill to pull on that treasured red Guernsey.
Yes. It was the first one in my family, so I felt very, very proud of myself, proud of my family. But yeah, it was an amazing opportunity, and still think of it today, how lucky I was.
And 2021 was an outstanding year for you all round, because you got to play in that historic first women's premiership for the Glenelg Footy Club in the club's centenary year too.
Yes, it was a very good year for the club actually, but I was very fortunate to have played in the premiership team, winning the flag.
What were your great memories from the day itself?
I think it just started from the start, like catching the bus down there. We had very good vibes in the change rooms, and I was with Brooke Tonnen playing in the same line, so dancing in the change rooms before the game just felt very comfortable.
Yep.
But, yeah.
So you really enjoyed yourselves that day?
Yeah, and yeah. Looking at her in the last quarter, I think there was maybe a minute or two to go.
Uh-huh.
It's been like, holy hell, we've actually like done this. We've made history for not only our team and the Sandful, but our whole entire club as well, being the centennial year.
Yeah. No, it was fantastic all round and a great moment, particularly for you girls. Outside of footy, what do you get up to?
So I'm doing my apprenticeship at the moment. In painting and decorating, so
okay.
Currently on my lunch break now, so can't really complain.
And how do you go avoiding the heat with that? That must be taxing at times, especially at the moment, Tamsin.
Yes, try and work inside. If not, have a big bottle of water and a Powerade.
Yep.
But sometimes I try and get out of a little bit of work, but
yeah.
Doesn't always work.
What have been some of the projects? What type of painting and decorating do you generally work on?
The company that I work for at the moment, Snyder's Painting, work a lot in commercial and heritage.
Okay.
So I've had the opportunity of working at places such as like Government House, Ayres House, multiple places, been all the way down south to Normanville Surf Lifesaving Club.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was there for about 6 months.
Uh-huh.
So,
geez, that would have been
the opportunity.
Yeah, I was going to say that would have been a tough gig with the view you get there every day.
Oh, it was very, very hard to leave.
And probably on day like today, you wish you were back there.
Oh, for sure, definitely. have a dip after work.
Yeah.
Did that a couple of times, actually.
Yeah, no, you'll probably be looking to do something similar after your 50th Host Plus Sample W League game tomorrow morning. Wishing you all the best for that when Glenelg tackles Sturt at Theberton Oval from 9 a.m. And thanks for your time on Sample Radio, Tamsin.
No worries, thank you.